So I think this is one of the reasons why studying the Dharma can be so valuable and why we should cherish it. In encountering the Buddhist doctrine, we become aware of views that we hold that are not in accord with it. And yet we only do so often by encountering a conflicting view. The Dharma, if you like, can help us to become aware of the invisible prison walls that limit our movement. It can remind us that there may be a world of greater possibilities beyond it. And I think this can be even more the case, even more true, in the context of group study, through dialogue. I think through dialogue with others about the Dharma, we can learn to recover, or learn to dig up, if you like, the deeply buried foundations of our worldview, of our prison walls. We can begin to sense that underneath our conscious views, beliefs, and attitudes is a buried network of pillars and walls that determine the kind of world that we've been able to establish. And we can begin to start digging up this network, breaking it up, and breaking out. Just imagine, for a moment, the feeling one might have when, having been restricted to a very small enclosure all one's life, one opens out into a large, expansive plain, stretching as far and even further than one can see. Imagine the sense of exhilaration, the sense of expansiveness, of excitement, and perhaps even the sense of fear.